Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ozmade. It's Matty Garwood and Australian rock royalty and 90s indie icons Eskimo Joe. They are back. It's been about 7 years. They've got the 7-year itch. They've been on hiatus. They've got a brand new single called Say Something, and it's great right now as well with everything that's going on throughout 20. For those doing it tough, it's got a great message to go along with it. And we're catching up with frontman Cav from Eskimo Joe, mate. Thanks so much for spending a bit of time with us here on Ozmade.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Now, first off, mate, catching in with you, what have you been up to for not only a bit of lockdown for this year, but, you know, the last 7 years?
Well, you know, this year's obviously been pretty strange and kind of nice in the way that, despite the fact that we all love to go out and play live shows and the rest of it, it's been nice just to be at home with the family and just kind of reconnecting. I think it's the first time that my kids have ever not known me to get on a plane within the period of 2 months and go and play a show. So that's been nice.
Yeah.
But over the last couple of years, I've been doing lots of bits and pieces. I put out a solo record. I do a podcast series with my wife called Hat Jam, which is about songwriting. And I play this songwriting game where at the end of each podcast, we have a brand new song. So there's people like Josh Pike, Kevin Mitchell, Ben Lee, Sarah McLeod, to name a few. So that takes up a lot of my time and, you know, just having fun. And now here we are 7 years later, back into it.
The new music side of things might have been on a bit of hiatus, but you've still been doing gigs around, because I caught you with Motor Ace.
We have been active just playing shows. Mm. And this new song kind of came about because we were playing these shows and I said to everyone, do you know, it'd be nice. If we're playing all these gigs, why don't we play a new song?
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh yeah, maybe that could be a good idea. So yeah, we started working on this song almost about a year and a half ago. Mm. And I think it got properly recorded in February this year, just before the lockdown happened. The song just feels very appropriate for the year, so that's kind of spooky.
Yeah, and where did you get the kind of inspiration behind Say Something from, Kev?
Well, it started off being inspired by what was happening with a lot of the environmental activism, that a lot of the youth were kind of grabbing it by the horns and just really making a lot of people pay attention. I found that really inspiring, that they were taking their heads out of their phones and actually making us pay attention. As I kind of wrote it over the period of a year, it kind of morphed into this statement about what it means to be a humanitarian in this world, like treating each other with respect, treating the environment with respect. And really, we're not here to preach to anyone. We just want to start a conversation where people have a positive conversation about this stuff.
People are starting to think a little bit differently and not taking something for granted that is so like open to us, which is kind of even going outside.
Yes, exactly.
Was there a bit that you had to reschedule for 2020, particularly having the new music out?
We originally had planned on doing a really big tour, and we've had to postpone that till next year. And that was part of the plan of writing a new song. We thought maybe we'll put out a best of, and then we'll put a new song on it. But of course, everything got cancelled and postponed. And we just thought, we've got this song, let's just put it out and see what the response is. And thankfully, the response has been really, really positive, which means we'll probably get back in the studio and make some more music. We've tentatively booked a tour for next year, but we've double booked shows. We've booked big venues, and then we've booked lots of shows in smaller venues as well. You'll either see us playing, you know, five nights in a row somewhere in Launceston, or you'll see us play one big show. So we'll see how we go.
With the success that you've had, Cav, with Eskimo Joe, you know, like all those ARIA nominations, like the 35 of them, which is amongst the most that any Australian artists have had, just with a couple there like Kylie Minogue and John Farnham. But taking 8 of those home yourself, was there a bit of pressure to bring out new music?
We don't compare what's happening now in the music industry to what was happening, you know, in the mid-2000s, because it's just a completely different landscape. You know, people aren't buying records, it's about streaming and all the rest of it. So we weren't really thinking about hitting those kind of marks of like, it's got to debut at number one and do all those kinds of things. We just thought, let's put out something that has a message behind it, because we haven't done that before, and we're all at a very different place in our lives. And we don't really feel as inspired to sing about where love went wrong. We want to, you know, say things about how we can make this world a better place, because we've all got kids now and we want them to grow up in a better place.
Well, we think the brand new one, Say Something, is a bit of magic. So, Kev, thanks so much for joining us here on Ozmade.
Oh, look, thank you so much for having us, and thank you for the support. We really appreciate it. Hey, this is Cav Templey here from Eskimo Joe. Here is our song, Say Something, on Ozmade.